Hi, everybody. This is Gene Jabel, and welcome to Gene Jabel's Top 20 Country Hits that I despise with every fiber of my being. Well, coming in at number 20, here's Reba McEntire with Fancy. I could have managed her, but I was too stupid. And now Reba McEntire, of course, is the big star that she is. I hate this song, and I hate its living guts.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. Lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans.
Yeah, simple-minded little track, isn't it? I could have had that. I could have been her manager had I spotted her talent earlier, but because I was so stupid. Now she's got a hit record, of course, a classic with the song Fancy. And I want to tell you something right now. I despise and hate this song with everything that I am, everything that I will be or ever or hope to be. God, I hate it so much. Fancy by Reba McEntire.
Velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman with a half-grown kid. It
stood. Oh, yeah.
She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down.
Yeah, fancy, don't let me down. Well, let me tell you something. Fancy, let me down. Gene Jabel here on Country USA, the top 20 country hits that I despise with every fiber of my being. Well, let's go now to number 19. Here's one from Juice Newton. I couldn't stand her name. I can't stand who she is. Can't stand the song now. I hate everything about this whole her, the song, her family. I hate it all. Queen of Hearts, Juice Newton.
Midnight, and I'm waiting on the 12:05. Hoping it'll take me just a little farther down the line.
Yeah, Juice Newton was an artist that I told to get out of my office. Come on back when you get a banjo or something you can, maybe a gut bucket. She said, thank you very much, Mr. Jabel, and she left. But I found out, hey, wait a second, she's got talent. When I tried to sign her, she said, I'm sorry, I've got new management. Then she came out with this song, Queen of Hearts. It's now one of the greatest country songs of all time, and I despise everything about it. I despise the melody. I despise the instrumentation. I hate it. Gene Jabel. Yeah, Gene Jabel's top 20 hits of all time country hits that I despise with every fiber of my being. Why do I despise these songs? Why do I hate them? Because of the fact, I think you would understand, that at one time I could have managed these people, at least in my mind I could have managed them. Donna Fargo, Reba McEntire here, you just heard Juice Newton, you'll hear a few others here, Bobby Bear. And I didn't spot the talent, I didn't know they had talent. In fact, I mocked their talent, I laughed at them, and I told them in some instances, when I did meet them, to get the hell out of my office, or, if they came to my house, get the hell off my property. That's right, I actually said that to Bobby Bear. I said, you and your banjo, get the hell off my property. And then later on, of course, he came out with that song, Streets of Baltimore. And then I tried to contact him, and his management people said, well, you know, he has management. And I said, well, now that song, Streets of Baltimore, that he's got a hit with, they said, yeah, I can't stand it. I hate it. I hate its guts. Not Bobby's, not yours. I hate its guts. And that's the thing about Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits of all time that I despise with every fiber of my being. I hate the songs, not necessarily the people involved, although in the last song there that you heard from Juice Newton, yes, I do hate her and her family. Here's another guy that I hate, Lyle Lovett, with If I Had a Boat. Yeah, if you had a boat, I wish you'd fall out of it and drown.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
Gene Jabel.
If I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat.
If I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. What manager in his right mind would sign a clown like that, right? With some kind of a clown act like that, huh? With the hair he had that clown do. I couldn't see this guy. I couldn't see him in 100 years. And yet he comes out, he's a hit. He's got a hit record with this. The guy's in the movies, Lyle Lovett. Come on!
Bring myself to marry an old dear. Just be me and try.
You're listening to Gene Jabel's top country hits of all time that he despises with every fiber of his being. We'll be back in just a moment.
And if I had a boat, set me up on my boat.
Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits of all time that he despises with every fiber of his being. All right, everybody, this is Gene Jabel here with the top country hits of all time that I despise with every fiber of my being. And I'll tell you something right now, I do. I hate it. God, how I hate it so. Let's go to Nico Case now. Nico Case, here's a very, very interesting song called People Got a Lot of Nerve. Well, she got a lot of nerve coming out with a song like this that I thought blew, and I mean blew, every chicken in the barnyard. Turned out to be a hit. I hate it. I hate it so much. Nico Case with People Got a Lot of Nerve. God, how I hate it so.
Standing in the concrete, swaying inside.
Yeah, they saw it was Gene Jabel.
They walked over the ocean, their dreams, they dreamed awake until the lights grew dim, until the cop cars came. Everybody tells me this.
Department song? Isn't that a song that's so ridiculous? You just want to throw things at the song. If the song was a person, you'd want to run it over with a car. If the song was a tomato, you want to throw it against a garage door or something. You know, if the song, I don't know. If the song was roadkill, you'd shovel it into a bag. I mean, God. Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits that I despise so ever so much. And we talked here to Duffy Clinton. Duffy was a longtime country manager, some of the big, big stars. And I wanted to ask Duffy about, what do you think, Duffy, is the question I asked him. What do you think I did? Why did I blow it so bad?
Well, it's a good question. A lot of things. Gene, first of all, no one ever really thought you were all that bright, you know, when you started out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you'd say, hey, we'd say, well, look, how about this record? Why don't you play this record? He'd say, I don't want to play it. Jesus, you are stupid, man.
And you guys were saying this behind my back.
Oh, yeah, behind you, because we didn't want to hurt your feelings. But we didn't know that you'd turn around and turn into a even bigger baby and go, I don't like this music anymore. So it was wild.
Duffy Clinton there is one of the great country music managers of all time here on Gene Jabel's Top 20 Country Hits of All Time that I despise with every fiber of my being. Well, does anybody remember the name O.B. McClinton? I do. Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You. Remember that song? I sure do. And I'll always hate it. I'll always despise it. I'll always think it's just trash. Just regular trash. Nothing good about it at all. I don't want to hear it in my home.
Girl, try to remember when you didn't have no shoes.
I don't want to hear it in my home at all.
We stuck together, baby. You and me.
But this guy doesn't have teeth.
And it took a long time.
How did it happen?
To get what we got today.
How did Gene Jabel miss this?
But now you want to leave me.
I could have managed this guy.
Another man.
This clown wanted me to manage him.
Again, you don't let the green grass fool you.
And I told him to get the hell off my property.
Don't let it.
The song was bad then, it's bad today. It stinks. God, it stinks. How it ever became a hit record is anybody's guess. How it is that Gene Jabel didn't see it, I must be really dumb. Just like Duffy said, I must be stupid. I must be a kind of legendary stupid around Nashville. Gene Jabel. Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits that he despises with every fiber of the being.
Remember. When you was on your sick bed.
Woo!
I was the one, baby, to see you through.
You listen to this simple-minded clown, that's O.B. McClinton. That is called Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You. You know, you've heard it before. We've all heard it. We've all heard that simple-minded kind of ethic. We've all heard that simple-minded kind of saying, you know, don't let the green grass fool you, girl. And Rome wasn't built. All that other silly-ass stuff. All that countrified stuff. All that chicken-fried bull crap. Well, I'll tell you something here. Gene Jabel is the kind of guy that likes to spot talent. I think I know talent very, very well. Here on Gene Jabel's Top Country Hits of All Time, the songs that I despise so much. I wouldn't even be a disc jockey if I actually did know talent, if I actually could manage people, if I actually could spot talent, and if I actually could promote a record. I wouldn't be sitting here in the overnight slot here on some dingy, dirty, filthy, crumbling with snakes crawling around on the floor and all kinds of cockroaches radio station if I actually knew something about talent. Here on the Gene Jabel's Top 20 Country Hits of All Time that I despise with all of my heart. Remember Gary Stewart? Here's one from Gary Stewart. She's acting single, and I'm drinking doubles. Gary Stewart here on the Gene Jabel Top 20 Country Hits of All Time I Despise.
I've seen men look at her before.
I always thought this guy sounded like a woman.
I don't see.
That was my thinking, you know.
I'd like to think it makes me proud.
I talked to Duffy Clinton about how I blew it here with Gary Stewart.
Yeah, you were particularly stupid on the...
What do they miss on the Gary thing?
Well, the fact that he's a good singer, good songwriter, the fact just about everything you missed, Gene. You're an idiot, Gene. I don't think it comes down to much more than that. You're an idiot. You were an idiot then, and as I speak to you today, hoping, you know, maybe Gene's changed, but no, you haven't changed. You're still a dumbass.
I'm drinking double.
Yeah.
I had my pain. I drowned my trouble.
Stewart there there, and that's She's Acting Single. I'm drinking doubles here on the Gene Jabel Top 20 Country Hits of All Time that I despise with every fiber of my being. God, I hate that song. I hate it so much. Every time I hear it, I remember back in the days when I thought that Gary Stewart didn't have any talent at all. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't touch him with your lips. And I'll tell you right now, Gary Stewart, of course, has gone on to legendary status there with She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles. Well, let's get to a song now that I thought was a turd in the rough. I really did think this was something right out of the back end of a boxer that was being walked by an old lady who probably had a leaking bag attached to her. You know what I'm saying? Well, it turns out the song became not just a big hit in the country charts, became a big hit in the pop charts, became one of the biggest hits in the history of popular music, as a matter of fact. And let's listen to a song that Gene Jabel now puts here on the Top 20 Country Hits of All Time that he despises with every fiber of his being. So let's listen to it right now. It's Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the whole USA. God.
I'm the happiest girl.
I hate it.
And the whole USA.
I hate it. Gene Jabel.
Good morning, morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head.
Why? Oh, God.
That Bojangle clock so far away from the bed.
Bojangle. That's one of the reasons why I turned the song down, because she had a reference to Bojangles, who was a black tap dancer. Little did I know that country fans, they could have cared less. Donna Fargo, she didn't give a sweet... Excuse my French. Just didn't, man. I hate this song.
You make the coffee, I'll make the bed.
Well, ain't that nice.
I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine.
How did I miss this?
Tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine.
Let me tell you about your song, Donna. Donna, your song, Donna, it's like pouring hydrochloric acid into my ears.
Kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
It's the Gene Jabel Show here, the Top 20 Country Hits of All Time that I despise with every fiber of my being. Well, here's that song that I was telling you about from Bobby Bear called The Streets of Baltimore. I remember Bobby came to me with a song. I said, get out of here. I don't know who you are. Go get yourself another gut bucket. Well, turned out to be a hit. How I Hate It.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be.
God, I hate this song.
Left our kin and all our friends back there.
Gene Jabel, a loser.
Bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for.
Woo-hoo!
And they took us to the streets of Baltimore.
Well, there's a song about the streets of Baltimore. It's pretty rough living, isn't it? But no rougher than the kind of living that I knew after I told Bobby Bear to get the hell off my property. When he came to me with that song, I said, this isn't a song. This is something that you'd put into the mouth of a screeching jackal as you were putting it down. Something you'd be running over with a car. And he said, okay, thank you very much, Mr. Jabel. He went out and had a hit record with it. When I called him later and I said, I've had a second thought on that, I didn't know it was that good. He said, well, I'm sorry, I've got new management. And I now hate the song very much, The Streets of Baltimore, because I've been living on the streets ever since I...
The streets of Baltimore.
Excuse my language.
Got myself a factory.
Yeah, okay, Bobby, thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm sure things are really bad for you. Bobby Bear there with The Streets of Baltimore here on the Gene Jabel's top 20 hits of all time, country hits of all time that I despise. Well, you know, a lot of these songs are real countrified and very, very specific, and some of these are crossover hits, like The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA. The crossover hits are the ones that are particularly painful. It's one thing to pass on a country hit and say, well, I passed on a country hit, that hurts, that makes me feel like I'm a loser, which of course I am. But when you pass on a song that's not only a country hit, but it is a crossover hit and makes it to the top 40 charts, you feel like taking knitting needles and pressing them up into your own... All right, I'm sorry. I know that that's sick and twisted, and I know I shouldn't talk that way. But how else can I describe the feeling that I get when I listen to this song, a song that I passed on, a song that I told the singer of to go ahead and just continue washing the bathroom floor and then get the hell out of my apartment, Tammy Wynette.
Sometimes it's hard...
Man. Oh, man, I blew it here, man. It's all right, Gene. Take it easy. Oh, don't
give them all your love.
Oh, man. just Duffy Clinton, Duffy, how'd I blow it with this one?
Well, you were a rude asshole too to Tammy, telling her to scrub the bathroom floor. That didn't go very far with her, you know. That didn't even get you to the corner for a pack of cigarettes, you know. So, you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, well, I gotta get going.
But
if you love him, you'll forgive him.
Jezebel.
Even though he's hard to understand.
What a country hits that he despises.
And if you love him,
Jezebel.
Be proud of him.
Here it comes. This is the part that feels like I am passing napalm. It's a Sunday morning. I've had nothing but tequila, and I'm napalm. Here it is. Jabell screwed up.
Something warm to come to.
Change Bell's top 20 country hits of all time that I despise with every fiber of my being. Tammy Wynette.
Stand by a man.
Oh, God, I hate this song. What a fetid fowl. What a wailing. It's like an air raid siren, man. It just won't stop. Yes, I understand, okay? Had I gotten a piece of this song, had I had a little bit of the royalties, had I had a bit of her career, I'd love it till the cows came home. Stand by your man. There she is. That is Tammy Wynette, and that is on our top 20 country hits of all time that I despise with every fiber of my being. This is Gene Jabel, Country USA. Yeah.
Here it comes, Dan.
Well, there's little Eddie Tammy Wynette with Stand By Your Mayan, as I used to joke with her when I thought the song wasn't going to amount to a hill of you-know-what. A hill is something that comes out of the rear end of a mule, and I guess you'd call that mule.
Come on.
Here's another one that come right out of a mule's you-know-what. It was a hit record, too, because that's where most country music comes from. Here it is, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. That's how I felt after I passed on this song, huh?
Yeah, Gene, why don't you shut up? This song's on.
Yeah,
sorry.
I wanna scream and shout.
Like a woman, tell Shania Twain she hasn't got a prayer in country music. That's what I did. I told her this wasn't even a country song. I said it's a rock and roll sort of pop song. I said this is I Handle Country Acts, baby. Get out while the getting's good. She took her guitar and I kicked her halfway down the stairs and pushed her out onto the street. Next thing you know, it's a hit. I called her up and I said, could we have a meeting? And she said, no, I've already got a manager. And I said, ah! Gene said,
man, I feel like a woman.
Gene Jabel. Or did I say Gene Jabel? Congeal Jabel. Yeah, with the top 20 country hits of all time that I despise with every fiber of my being. Well, you know, it was a few years ago, a group of guys came to me. They'd been doing gospel music, and they said, we want to try our hand at country music, and we got a song. I said, wait a minute, just hold the phone. You guys are gospel singers. Get out. I can't have you around here. I don't want any of you goody-two-shoes. You know, you can't drink, you can't smoke. I know how it is. And they said, no, really, Mr. Jabel, we really want to do pop music. We really want to get popular and, you know, do mainstream. I said, why don't you guys take your southern gospelized asses and get out and go on down to the corner and start singing for your supper, okay? Because I don't play that, okay? We do country. Country. Do you understand what that is? And they're, well, yes, we understand that, Mr. Jabel. I mean, just because we used to be. I said, just because don't pay the bills, man. Just because doesn't get it done, huh? Just because doesn't put oil and gas in my car. Just because doesn't feed my wife and my kids. I didn't have a wife and kids, but I just pretended like I did. Just because doesn't feed me, and it takes a hell of a lot to feed me. It takes as much to feed me as it does to feed a guy's wife and kids. You understand what I'm saying? And they went, no, we don't, Mr. Jabel. I said, get out, and I kicked him down some stairs. The last guy went down, and he hit the other four guys that were in front of him. They all went rolling out into the street, and they got got up and they dusted themselves off, called a cab, and then the next thing you know, this song is a hit record, and I am crying like a girl because I didn't sign these guys up when the getting was good, when the signing was good, when the music was good, when the money was good, when the money was rolling in. I despise the hell out of this song.
Elvira.
I hate this song.
Elvira.
But not for the reasons you hate this song. You hate it because you've heard it too much.
My heart's on fire.
Oh, I hate it.
Elvira.
Do you know how much money this song has made? Do you know how much?
Does that look like heaven?
Oh, shut up.
Lips like cherry wine.
Do you know
that
the... told them they were simple-minded hillbillies. I said, get out. I don't want to look at you, and I sure as hell don't want to smell you, but there isn't anything I can do about that. It's going to take about 5-6 blocks for you guys to get far enough away so I don't have to smell you anymore. And they said, yes, sir, Mr. Jabel. And then later, when it was a hit record, I tried to call them on the phone. I couldn't get through their 15 secretaries. What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Ginger Bell's top 20 country hits he despises with every fiber of his being will return in a moment. Ginger Bell's top 20 country hits of all time that I despise with every fiber of my being, Merle Haggard.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Yeah, I hate the hell out of this song. God, do I hate it. And there's a very simple story behind this, just like all the other ones. Merle Haggard said, I want to write a song about being patriotic. I said, where are you coming from? I said, the hip thing and the in thing is the anti-war. You know, I said, it's all hip and Merle. You know, get out of here, you hick. I said, get out of here, you jailbird hick. So I threw Merle Haggard out of my offices, and within 2 weeks, this song's a hit. Well, naturally, I saw his limousine one day, and I ran after it. I tried it after it as he was pulling into the parking lot of some record company, and I tried it after. I said, excuse me, Mr. Haggard, I was the one. He says, yeah, why don't you talk to my guy here? So now I have to go through 15 guys just to hear him say I don't have time. So as a result, this song, when I hear it, I despise it. I want it. If it was a person, I'd slap it right in its face. I'd fight this song, even though it's a song about getting on the fighting side of me. Forget it.
Some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe in fight.
Get a load of this, man. This song is nothing but a jingoistic, xenophobic, pro-war. I mean, there's nothing about this song that should actually be a winner. There's nothing about this song that says hit. And yes, it is a hit. It is a hit. I'm Gene Jabel, and I blew it. I blew it. More from Duffy Clinton. Duffy, when Merle Haggard, I remember when I trotted after him?
Yeah, well, I remember that day. I was in the car with Merle, and we heard someone say, and it sounded to me like, excuse me. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, come on.
No, it did. I'm just telling you. And I turned, I said, Merle, I said, is that Gene Jabel? He said, oh, Jesus. And
oh, so he didn't want to...
No, he didn't want to see you because you told him to get his hillbilly, his jailbird hillbilly ass. You remember that?
Yeah.
All right, so I said, looks like Gene Jabel. He says, would you get rid of him for me? And you remember, I was the first guy you talked to.
Yeah, you were the first of about 15 guys.
Right, there are another 14 guys after me that you have to talk to, and then Merle already had it in his mind that he was going to tell you to bug off. Is that what he did?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's, you know.
Gene Jabel.
If you don't love it, leave it, let this song I'm singing be warned.
There's another one that I despise with everything in my guts, everything in my soul. I hate it so much. If it was a person, I would have it shot. If it was a person, I would have it hung. If it was a person, I would have it, you know, executed. If it was a person, I would have it arrested, and I would have it incarcerated. I would have it jailed for decades. Decades. Ginger Bell's top 20 country hits of all time that I despise with every fiber of my being now leads us into a real, real classic vein here. Marty Robbins, that's right. Marty Robbins was a guy whose redistribution rights and oldies but goodies rights I could have had, and I passed.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Can you believe that?
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
I said, why would I want a song about Mexicans? Don't you understand what's going on in this country? They said it's a very big hit. I said, I know that, but it's an old thing. No one cares anymore. Well, this song happens to be one of the most popular cantina songs to this day in this country. People order shots of tequila to listen to this song, and I blew it. I didn't I didn't want to handle this record, and I didn't want to have anything to do with Marty Robbins because I thought it was old hat. I thought it was old hillbilly hat. It wasn't contemporary. It wasn't country-politan. Oh man, I hate this song, and I want this song. I want this song to be shot and killed. Can you shoot and kill? I wish this song could be shot the same way the guy in the. Duffy Clinton was there.
Well, I remember when Gene was offered the rights to redistribute El Paso by Marty Robbins. They said, if you do good with this, we'd get some other ones. And Gene said, what do I want with a song about some guy getting drunk at a Mexican bar? I said, well, look, Gene. He said, don't interrupt me, Duffy, because you don't know anything. You're an old man. He said, I won't have anything to do with anything that promotes Mexico. I said, El Paso's in Texas. He said, well, you're going to have to convince me of that. And before I could go and get an atlas, he'd already turned it down, and I guess he looked it up later when he went home and he found out that El Paso was in Texas, and so that's when he called me and I said, it's too late, and he started to cry like a girl, like he usually does.
One chance, and that was to run.
Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits of all time that he despises because he blew it when he could have been in business with these artists. He said, forget it, I don't see where the money is.
This is Duffy Clinton here with Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits of all time that he passed on, that he despises with all of his. And speaking of Mexico, by the way, here's one that he didn't want to have anything to do with. And I said, come on now. You know, Gene, this is, he said, forget it. It's sung by a Mexican.
The highway seems so lonesome when you're going where you've been.
That's right, Johnny Rodriguez.
And a lonesome song can make you
riding my thumb to Mexico.
Time again.
See, I thought that this whole anti-immigrant thing, what in the hell was I thinking?
I'd have a better job than what I got today.
Riding My Thumb to Mexico is the biggest hit that Johnny Rodriguez ever had. And I'll tell you, people still sing it and still play it today. And I could have been his manager, and I could have, of course, distributed this song. Would have had a piece of the publishing on this. Would have had a piece of the copyright on this. But no, instead I said, no, I don't want this, man. Look, come on back when you get a green card. Oh, I was all kinds of smartass. And now I'm sitting on a curb looking for cigarette butts, waiting for the bus to come. And Johnny's off living probably on an island someplace.
Mexico.
And I'm still waiting for a bus.
It don't matter when or how I go.
Now, what, are you going to start to cry? This is Duffy Clinton here. Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits of all time that he despises the very guts out of.
Well, there's all kinds of hits, I'll tell you. When it comes to live recording, too, Gene Jabel has also been a real idiot. You know, there was a very, very famous live recording in country music that everybody knows, another one of those crossover hits. I said, are you trying to tell me that you're going to go and record an album in a jail? And Johnny Cash said to me, yes, I am, sir. I'd be very, very proud if you'd handle my career. I said, I wouldn't touch you with a 50-foot pole. I wouldn't touch you, Johnny, if my name was Colonel Tom Parker. If my name was Colonel Tarker, you know. And he said, are you on pills? And I said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I take a handful of pills every night just to deaden the pain of you hillbillies coming in here and bothering me. Well, just a few weeks later, Johnny Cash released this song, and
hello,
I'm sure...
I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, every time I hear that, every time I hear him say, hello, I'm gonna get... I vomit, I spit up, I do. It's something I can't help. I vomit out the side of the car.
I hear the train a-coming,
oh.
It's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since...
Oh.
I don't know when, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison,
oh.
And time keeps dragging on.
Top 20 country hits of all time that I can't stand, I hate.
But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
You know, the dishonesty and the hypocrisy of this song is that you think Johnny Cash is the guy that doesn't have a life. You think that Johnny Cash is the guy that is suffering. Well, maybe in the song, of course, the character he plays in the song. But the fact of the matter is the guy that's suffering is me. Because Johnny Cash isn't in prison.
Just to watch him.
He might have shot a guy in Reno just to watch him die. I wish it had been me. I really do. I wish it had been 3 weeks later when I went to him and I said, Johnny, I made a big mistake. Can I please manage you? And he said, I'm sorry. I said, would you please make me the guy in Reno that you shoot just to see die? And he said, if I didn't have this very lucrative career, I would. And I said, God damn me. He said, why'd you say that, Gene? I said, because if I'd taken over managing you, you would be poor and broke, and you would shoot me anyway. And he said, good thinking. Oh, man. Top 20 countries of all time that I hate. Why? Because I didn't take the opportunity to manage or to distribute the song. I didn't sign the act up when I could. I hate it. I hate this, and I hate Cash. Yes, I know he's dead. God rest his soul. I hate him.
I can't be free.
Oh, shut up, will you? Just shut it up, will you?
People keep a moving.
Shut it up, will you?
Tortures me.
Duffy Clinton had these thoughts.
Well, I remember Johnny was very, very keen on this record, and he knew that, Gene, you could probably get it played in Nashville. And when he came to you and he said, would you, and you know, you told him that you didn't handle jailbirds and you didn't want to go anywhere near a prison. And he said, why? And you told him because you value your... There's some ridiculous thing like that, you know.
Well, I was afraid of...
Yeah, you're afraid of jail rape, and you're coming in there as the manager of a... Anyway, Johnny went ahead and did the act, and, well, you know what happened, and now you're more likely to get jail raped than ever before. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'd let that lonesome whistle...
Yeah, I know. Da-da-da-da-da. I wish Johnny Cash wouldn't lie so much and make everybody think that he's got such a rotten life, because you know I know, he knew and I know, he don't have no rotten life nohow, friends, I'll tell you that right now. Well, here is the man right now. Beautiful, beautiful man. He was a lot more beautiful back in the day when I could have had the rights to this song and managed him, but I didn't do it. It's Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind, I hope.
That your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
No, it's not Gentle on My Mind. Now that I remember, no, it isn't gentle at all.
That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
In fact, it's taking a dump in my mind right now. That's what's happening to me.
And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds.
It's throwing
and
furniture around in my mind. It's... Yeah, it's there's a fist fight going on in my mind.
That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
I could have had it all. This is Gene Jabel. I could have had it all. I could have had the big house. I could have had the big career. I could have had the big management career. But instead, I'm sitting here in a trailer doing a midnight to six show here in some toilet bowl of a radio station. I wouldn't even call this a radio station. It's a trailer with a microphone and a turntable. I should have a CD player, but no, these are all records that I'm playing, 45s. That's my life today, because I told Glenn Campbell that Gentle on My Mind was something I'd rather wipe with than listen to. Gentle on My Mind wasn't gentle on my mind. It was inside of my head committing all kinds of vile pornographic acts, and I wanted none of it.
And for hours, you're just gentle on my mind.
Another top 20 country hit that I despise, I hate, I wish to God I'd never hear it again. I wish to God I'd never heard it in the first place.
Come between us.
Gene Jabel's top 20 hits.
And some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone.
And those are the Gene Jabel's top 20 hits here, the top 20 country hits of all time that I hate the guts out of. And if it was up to me, and these, as I said, if these were individuals, I'd stand them up against a wall and machine gun them. If I could line up Gentle on My Mind, Folsom Prison Blues, Riding My Thumb to Mexico, Devil Woman, El Paso, The Fight Inside of Me, Elvira, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Stand By Your Man, Streets of, well, you know the ones. If I could all line them up, I would machine gun them to death. George Jones, let's just say this guy liked to drink. He had the big career, and I'm picking up cigarette butts out of the gutter. How does, what's...
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the...
Where's the justice?
Me and my old pappy, and he had him a steal.
Duffy Clinton.
Well, this was a song that obviously George ripped off from Chuck Berry. Sounds like Johnny B. Goode, but doesn't make any difference. But you didn't have to tell him that, did you?
I just thought I thought I was saying, look, I already got Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah, and he was offended by that, so he walked out.
Oh, man.
And then you come around 3 weeks later and you go, wait a minute, Mr. Jones, I made a mistake. And that's when he said to you what? You remember what he said.
Who are you again?
That's it, exactly.
Jones with a song that, again, I could have had some of the publishing on, a song that I could have been promoting, and an act that I could have been managing, at least promoting, doing a few acts with, a few concerts with, George Jones, but I didn't do any of it because I thought that he didn't have any talent. I thought he was just some flat-top clown. Some flat-top clown wearing that rhinestone suit. I said, you and the rhinestone suit, get out, and if the rhinestone suit can walk out on its own, and it looks like it could because I don't think you've washed that in a few weeks, let it take a, you know, get a head start, and then you follow it out the door. Ha, 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 ha. And George Jones looked at me and said, man, you just don't get it. I said, yeah, sure, I don't get it. 3 weeks later, I called him up and I said, Mr. Jones, I've made a very terrible mistake. He said, you sure have. Click.
Where he made his proof. They were looking, trying to book him.
God.
I'm happy, kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Yeah, you blew it all right, man.
And George Jones there with White Lightning here. Well, everybody is, everybody knows here on the top 28 country hits of all time that I despise the guts out of. Everybody knows that sooner or later we got to get around to this one because this is not only a song that I passed on, it's also the story of my life. Here he is, Don Gibson, see you, High Rig.
Lights.
Yeah.
Harbor.
This is me. I'm in a boat in a sea of heartbreak, and on the harbor I see all of the people who had hit records and all of the managers that are making millions off of them, and they're partying, and I'm still paddling to shore. Oh, man.
Adrift on the sea.
Ginger Bell.
Sea of heartbreak. Lost love, loneliness. Memories of your breath. So divine.
Yeah, this song was a song that, once again, I passed on. I said, I don't see it. I just don't hear it, man. And Don came and he played the song for me. He said, what do you think, Sea of Heartbreak? I said, I don't hear it. Don't you understand? Are you deaf? I said, you don't have it. You ain't got it, baby. I said, I know a hit record when I hear it, and this just don't have it. 3 weeks later, number five.
Did I feel?
Well, I tried to find Don in the yellow pages and in the white pages of Nashville. Obviously, by that point, he was unlisted. He'd gotten his phone number unlisted. And I said, well, could you please? This is an emergency operator. She said, no, I will not. Next thing you know, I get arrested for messing around with a phone. So, you know, placing obscene phone calls. I don't know what it was. So I had to bail my own ass out on that. When I finally hit the street, I got to a payphone. I called up Don again. I said, is this Don Gibson's management company? He said, yeah, it is. I said, oh, thank God. My name is Gene Jabel. Click. So then I call back again, and I get click. And then here comes a cop, and he says, you're harassing. It's called business, you know, torturous business practices. We have to take you down and, you know, investigate this. I said, this will be the second time. Forget it. Man. I was in a police station for 14 hours.
To my rescue.
Top 20 country hits of all time that Gene Jabel blew it on. Top 20 country hits of all time that Gene Jabel couldn't see. Gene Jabel missed. Gene Jabel didn't get it. Gene Jabel didn't see it, didn't hear it. And as a result, he's broke.
See of a heartbreak. Lost love alone.
See a heartbreak there with Don Gibson here on the top 20 country hits of all time that I despise with everything in my being. Because one of the things you got to understand, folks, about all of these country hits, I don't blame myself. I blame you. I blame the artists. I blame the record company. It's not my fault. I got screwed.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard.
Yeah, that's right. Gene Jabel. I hate these songs because these songs didn't make themselves obvious to me when they were first presented to me. They should have made themselves more, they should have sounded more hit-like.
Top inside.
God damn.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Duffy Clinton.
I got me 10.
Yeah, I remember when Dave Dudley, I introduced Dave Dudley to Gene. I said, Dave, this is a guy that, you know, I don't know. I said, he's a go-getter. And Dave said, okay, let's check it out. And Dave played the song for Gene, and Gene said, what is that about? He says, it's about being a truck driver. And Gene said, you understand this is a country of upwardly mobile people. No one wants to be a truck driver. People want to have a home and be a businessman. He said, why don't you make a song about a businessman? Dave said, well, sir, this is the, and Gene, you wouldn't let go of it, would you?
Well, I thought a song about a businessman.
Yeah, I know what you thought, man, but what you think and what's important in life are on opposite ends of the stick. I'm Duffy Clinton.
I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Thanks a lot for that, Duff.
You're welcome.
Gene Jabel's top 20 country hits of all time that he despises with every fiber of his being, with every bit that's in him, every bit of guts that he's got left. God, does he hate this stuff.
But nothing bothers me tonight.
Yeah!
I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Will I be out on the road 6 days making it home? No, not me, not Gene Jabel, because I don't have anywhere to live. I'm a hobo. I live out on the streets. I live out of the alleyways of America, and that's just the way it's going to have to be, because I'm Gene Jabel. I'm the guy that blew it. I'm the guy that couldn't hear it. I'm the guy that couldn't see it, and I'm the guy that didn't sign it. Gene Jabel's top country hits of all time that I despise with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my guts has been a presentation here of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved here on Podcast One. Many thanks to Sherry's Berries. I'm Gene Jabel. Gene Jabel.